Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman is being criticized online for sending out wedding RSVPs before her boyfriend even proposed.
Yeah,
she should be.
What?
She should be criticized. That's not how the order of business works that way, from what I understand.
That is not.
No.
And how do you send out an RSVP when you don't even know the date?
Right.
You don't even know if you get married.
Unless she has the date.
Are you just saying, like, look, if I get married, will you come?
Right?
But how would you know that if you're not available because you're on vacation?
Exactly.
But you don't know the date.
Yeah, she's a moron.
There's more to this story. I know it. Some Girl Scouts in Milwaukee made a killing over the weekend by selling cookies outside bars on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I thought you were going to say they literally made a killing. Like, the Girl Scouts took someone out and just knifed them.
We're all out of Thin Mints.
That's a different badge.
Yeah. That makes sense. Weren't they hanging outside of, what, pot shops? Mm-hmm. Now the bar in St. Patrick's Day. Man, it makes sense.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Some of the people were like, yeah, it's a great idea. It's St. Patrick's. And it's the truth. Drunk people want sugar.
They want sugar. They've probably gone to the ATM. Everyone's in a very festive mood. Sure. Like, yeah, you're going to make a kill.
Taco Bell came up with fourth meal for a reason.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even if you don't eat a ton of sugar, drunk you will.
Yeah, you
will. Right. Someone in St. Louis stole a man's pants at gunpoint.
I don't know why.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, this is the second one of these stories we've gotten in the last year.
You know, we were looking at this
earlier. Give me your pants. I mean, that's it. He just went. Unfortunately for that guy, he left his car keys in there.
Oh,
so
no.
The guys who stole the pants then went back and stole his car. They still haven't found the car or the guy who stole the pants.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. So the guy, like, give me your pants. Give me your pants.
Give me your pants.
Give me your
his
pants.
Car being
slacks.
Stolen. Not only did he lose his pants, he lost his car.
All right, Mike, let me ask you this. Would you rather be robbed of your pants by a guy with a gun, or would you rather be robbed by a guy with a gun who is currently wearing no pants? See, what's worse? Someone comes up, says, give me your pants, and they leave with them. Inexplicably, I don't know what it is about the pants. Or the guy that mugs you, he just wants your wallet, maybe, but he's not wearing any pants.
I'm going to say the guy that mugs me not wearing pants, because I still walk away not embarrassed by not wearing pants.
Okay.
You know, at least I know that he's just a freaking psycho because he's walking around without pants on. And I still lose my wallet either way, yeah, but now I have pants.
Yeah. Okay.
Good man answer. In Indiana who accidentally shot himself in the junk last month will face charges for carrying an unlicensed firearm.
Mm-hmm.
That was perfect. Well done.
Unlicensed firearm. Shot yourself in the junk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot extraordinaire.
Where was this at?
Indiana.
All right. So look, Plexico Burris shot himself. Same thing. He had a gun.
Right.
He's in
sweatpants,
Manhattan.
I think.
Yeah, he's wearing sweatpants, and he's, like, in a nightclub. And I fathom that having a gun in Manhattan's a bigger deal, but still amazing he went to jail for that, for shooting himself.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's an amazing thing.
Well, if you don't have a driver's license,
yeah,
you shouldn't be driving.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a pilot's license, you shouldn't be flying.
I disagree. I think you should absolutely fly.
If you don't have a CDL class license, you shouldn't be driving a big 18-wheeler because you need to have special training to drive something that's that big, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Two men got into it on a flight from Spain to Scotland the other day, and one of them bit the other's nose off.
Jesus!
Wow.
That was a pretty heated fight there.
Probably overheard a conversation, so quit being nosy.
I'm going to let you sit on that one for a
who
moment.
Bit who?
Says one bit the other, Ted.
We don't know if it was the Scottish
guy. Are you looking at the picture?
Why are you assuming one's a Scot, the other's a Spaniard, Ted?
No. I don't know. I'm just looking up. I'm wondering who bit who.
I'm going to say
it's just two people on a flight, Ted.
I'm going to guess the Spaniard bit the Scot's nose.
What? See, I think it's the other way. I think the Scottish guy bit him.
He got drunk.
Yeah.
I will say this. Based on what I've seen, I think the Spaniard would have more nose to offer to be bitten. right?
Look, Spaniards bitch when Europeans, especially people from England, go there on holiday and just absolutely go bat-ass crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So my money says that it's that guy.
Why are we assuming it's two countries getting into a war here?
You said it's like, one guy from Spain and
no,
one guy from...
No, I didn't. I said two guys got into it on a flight from Spain to Scotland.
This could be two Scots going at it, man.
I thought you said one guy was from Spain.
Shut up. One guy
it's
was
a Spaniard
Scott.
And a Scot, because that's how it's in our mind
and
now.
A Pope walking into a bar.
Right. That is the image in my head.
I'm so confused. It was just going from Spain to Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
It could be two Americans for all we know, man.
Well, Mike, you bring up a valid point now.
But we've already created the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Spaniard who talks like this. And a Scottish guy.
That you can't understand.
Oh, shut your mouth. So bite your nose off.
For freedom. 11% of parents with adult children think it'd be okay to call their kids boss if they had an issue at work.
No, do not do that.
No. Or you can let your kids be an adult for once. Cut the umbilical cord.
That's what being
another
adulted.
One. If your kid's a teenager, leave the high school coach alone.
Yes.
If your kid's in elementary school, leave the coach alone. Good Lord, man.
A new study found humans might be able to sense Earth's magnetic field.
I can feel it right now.
I think it's that way.
I feel part of it's underneath me and part of it's above me.
Why do they think humans can do that if no humans I've ever met seem aware that they can do that? You know what I mean? Like they say dogs try to face a direction when they drop a deuce. All the migrating animals do the thing. The birds all... But I'm like... I mean...
What about the tides and like a full moon or any of that stuff when the gravity's a little bit different? And your body is what? 80-some percent water?
Well, the gravity's no different.
Yeah. We've seen how the pulls happen, man. You know?
But here's the difference. Like, the ocean is a much bigger... thing for the moon to pull on.
Okay.
See, it's kind of like when they say if you go south of the equator and flush a toilet, the only reason it actually flushes in reverse is because they designed a toilet cell.
Okay.
That actual effect is not strong enough to affect your toilet.
But Miles is kind of right. What's when that? I weighed like 350, full moon, I could feel it.
Boy, you're a bigger target.
A lot more water.
Right.
He went to sleep in the living room.
I told you it was all water.
Pulled his ass all the way to the dining room.
Yeah.
Someone asked Google Home, Alexa, and Siri the same 100 questions. Which do you think was able to answer the most?
I have no idea.
Google Home, Alexa, and Siri. You have a 30% shot.
I'd say Siri.
Siri?
A 33 1/3% shot, Mike.
Ted?
I'll say Google.
Google. Miles.
What's the Amazon one?
Alexa.
I'll go with that one.
Well, Miles is right. It was able to answer the most.
Really?
Yeah. There it is.
Did you ask her to Google stuff?
Oh.
Or would that blow her mind?
Probably. I mean, some people find Amazon through Google, so I mean, they could talk to each other.
I don't speak to Google. Do not ask me that again.
We're
punk.
In a fight right now.
We will not be at that wedding because she will be there.
I just sent a D-pic out of your computer to everyone you know.
That bitch kept the house. A new study found moms in the U.S. have the worst work-life balance in the Western world.
Because they don't get enough time?
Yeah.
Probably. After sending his online...
Jesus. Yeah, who knows? I'm with you, Mike. We'll never be pregnant.
I know who's not getting laid tonight.
You know what, Miles? So do I.
I'm not working on it.
Me too. Collectively, all of us.
After seeing...
Unless something goes really wrong with that pot roast.
Who says you can't have sex with a pot roast?
Science? Morality?
Right.
I'm pretty sure some religions...
It does not explicitly state that I cannot insert my penis in a pot roast. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Oh, can you imagine saying that one in the confessional? I had sex with the pot roast, Father.
That was the first time he just pulls the curtain back like,
pardon?
I can't even say it. He drop an M-bomb.
And he's like,
and
Ted,
please.
Ted, I know that's you.
Oh, no. After sending his...
Damn it, Ted!
Father, I'm behind the screen.
How many Hail Marys is that one worth?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of a few our fathers in there. I'm going to throw in an act of contrition, Mike.
All the other things with a pot of rose.
It wasn't even done yet.
Did you let it cool first, son?
No. Did you pull it? A man in the UK called police to report a drunk driver, but ended up getting himself in trouble.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen, throw a hook at your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Skyler.
Really? Skyler?
Oh, hey. Sorry about that. My phone's
on mute. Ah, yeah. Blame the phone. All right, Skyler, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
All right, here is your story. A 30-year-old man was arrested after accusations that he was pleasuring himself in plain view of a federal employee that was assisting him with a disability claim. You follow what I'm saying? My man went to a place. The woman on the other side of the counter is helping him, and at the same time, he's masturbating. The case began when deputies went to the government facility for a quote-unquote disturbance. While there, deputies were told about a man at window number 4 in a neighboring hallway. He was said to be pleasuring himself near a federal worker helping him with a disability claim. I'm not making this next part up. According to the article adds this. It is uncommon for people to pleasure themselves near federal workers helping them with disability claims. Thank you, newspaper. At any rate, the woman says she saw the strings of his sweatpants flying around in the air. So the woman stood up and reported getting a clear view of the entire situation, which, according to the affidavit, left absolutely, positively, 100% nothing at all to the imagination. So Slick Willie's out of the pants and he's going to town. Well, investigators said at the time he was out on bond from the St. Lucie County Jail. He was arrested on charges of indecent exposure in public and disorderly conduct and then taken back to jail. Do you believe that this man who masturbates while getting a disability claim is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Huh. Let's see. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I know the answer on this one there, Skyler, so I can't help you out.
Yeah? I'm going to go with her. Anyone else?
Go black.
You never go back.
Well, only because, I don't know, like, sweatpants are involved. He's wearing sweatpants, right?
Yes.
And then she said it was, it was out. I thought she could tell how big the bulge was inside his pants.
She said...
What?
I mean, you go on the street, that she can see that big black penis.
Oh, baby.
I mean, wasn't that graphic, dude? She stood up, and he had Slick Willie out, and he's doing his thing.
Take a look at Barry.
And it was a window 4, right?
It was window 4.
Yeah, I'd go black.
All right, Skyler, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with black.
Okay. Final answer?
Yep.
We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexi, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Okay, profile this. We have a 30-year-old man. I guess he just got out of jail not too long ago. But either way, he was injured on the job.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something happened. Either way, he's filing for disability. So he goes to the Social Security office. There's a social worker there helping the guy out. And that social worker notices that he is masturbating vigorously.
Because, you know, that's what happens when you have to wait too long. But, Skyler, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Inevitably, you agree with Ted. You went black. Is that correct?
Yes.
You are correct.
Window 4. I knew it. That's the giveaway.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know. It just seemed odd that that was in the report, like, alert on window 4. Window 4, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who's I thought the sweatpants was the tip on you.
Yeah, to me, that's the real clue.
Yeah, sweatpants pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But it's tougher these days, man. I wear, like, a lot of people wearing sweatpants out.
And in Florida, you know.
Wow, that helps.
Right. Okay. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Yeah. All right. Vanna White, what show do you know her from?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wrong.
Wrong.
The McLaughlin Group. Thanks for being on. No, you're right. She's obviously on Wheel of Fortune. But she was on The Price is Right before she was ever on Wheel of Fortune. She was actually a contestant. Mr. Barker, I think, is pretty impressed with her physically. But then gets a little snooty and fires a comment back at old Vanna.
And Vanna White! Come on down! You are the first four contestants on The Price is Right!
Backstage, they have monitors that the fellows on the crew can watch what's going on out here, just like the monitors here. They're just like television sets. When Vanna was invited to come on down, one of them read her T-shirt where it says, "Get Serious." And he said, "I am. I am." I thought you'd like to know that. You're all overbid. The lowest bid is $750. Erase the bids, please. Bid lower than $750, Nancy.
Now he's getting mad.
$650. Rebecca.
$680.
Maney.
$575.
$575. All right, Vanna.
What are the bids again, may I ask?
You know, you're so busy looking at yourself on the monitor, you don't know what's going on. $650, $680, $575. What do you bid? She says $695. Yeah, I thought we'd never get to it. The actual retail price is $620. Mamie, you got.
Was Bob always that aggressive? He had a rough day.
I can't remember. I don't remember him being that salty.
Yeah, as a kid, you just liked him, you know, because he always did The Price is Right. Boy, Vanna White's voice was annoying, right?
That's probably why.
Oh, really?
For all those years.
She never talked. She doesn't.
Yeah.
By the way, you can see the video of her on there at the Men's Room Facebook page. Well, I don't think Vanna's voice annoys me too much.
No, I think she sounds normal now. Like the little bit you hear from her at the end of the show, she sounds like a normal person. I'm just saying, on that clip we just heard, I don't know, man. Like, everyone else made a statement or gave their price. I'm like, all right. Sounds normal, normal, normal. Jeez, Vanna, such a trap.
Yeah. I just can't believe Bob turned quick. First, he's like, by the way, everybody backstage thinks you're hot. Make a choice already.
You think she ever brought that up to him years later? You know, now she's in the game show game, right? Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm. No.
Remember when you met me, Bob? Remember what you said about Bob?
Would they unearth that from the archives or something like crazy?
No, I mean, from what I could tell about Barker, people really didn't mess with him.
Yeah.
Like the Price is Right was its own thing. Because there's game shows, but The Price is Right to me is like the game show.
Sure, as far as daytime goes, yeah.
Yeah, like Wheel of Fortune's cool, but I don't know, man. I don't think it has the same.
Well, when you say game show, you have playing games.
Right.
When you say Jeopardy, it's more of your knowledge.
Right, like, right, right.
You know, like, at least they're playing games.
Yeah, and like.
Right, Jeopardy
you
is
meet
one
people
thing.
That love
right.
The Wheel of Fortune, right?
And that's kind like, of a you game. You're spinning a wheel, it's a game, you know what I mean?
Like, people that watch Jeopardy all the time, right? Jeopardy people can be like Seinfeld people. They're always, oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We still have 10 minutes left on the segment.
Girl.
Yeah. Anyhow, but I feel like everybody is a Price is Right person.
Yeah, I don't know if I could sit through it now. I really don't. And it's nothing to do it with, what's his face? Drew Carey. It's not that. I just, oh, boy, that stinks.
If you sat through an episode now, right? Because the thing is, that show comes on at, what, 11 a.m.?
Right.
I think. Like, most people either have to be at, even whatever you do, you got to be at work. Or you're going to be at school, usually by 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you got a chance to watch it now, you would only be excited because there'd be nobody else there.
Oh, man.
And it would remind you of the good
man.
Times.
Oh, I got to open up
the I know, the fart's bad. You know what, Ted? This is a sad story, but this is true. The last time I watched Price is Right. Now, to be fair, I was cutting school with my buddy. And God, you're going to cut school? Why not watch Price is Right? But we're watching Price is Right.
What else would you do, man?
It gets to the showcase showdown. And like anything, there's a hot chick and some frumpy-looking dude, so... Not that it helped us, but we were just kind of hoping that the hot chick wins the showcase showdown.
Always.
And we're watching this, and then maybe it was Dan Rather. I don't remember, but they break in, and it's for a CBS special news report. And at that age, you just turn away from the TV because you're talking about crap we don't care about. That's when the Challenger exploded.
Yeah.
That's the last time I watched Price is Right.
I think his Challenger just exploded.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's rare to watch. Like, I haven't watched one in a while. But if I do, it's a rare day that you're sitting around. Because generally, as an adult, if you're home on a Monday or something, like, it's a national holiday.
Right.
Or you're physically gone somewhere on vacation. You're not just kind of sitting around going,
you know what, I'll watch Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yep. I'm living.
Yeah, you're at home.
All right. Did you guys hear about the new Dumbo coming out?
From kids. Disney, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So there's a new Dumbo.
By the way, my son, commercial comes on. I think it's over the weekend, but commercial comes on. And they're aware that Dumbo is coming, but it's the first time to see the TV commercial. Oh, yeah.
His ears flap. That's how you know.
You know, it's reached completion
when
it's here.
When he's done, he eats a peanut.
So they do the commercial for Dumbo. Son's like, they call him Dumbo because he looks dumb. I'm like,
oh.
No, man. You think he looks dumb? He's like, yeah. Did you see his ears? I'm like, that's the whole point. It flies with
him. He's also an elephant.
Yeah. But his ears are bigger. He's got to fly with him, Miles.
I bet there's a real-life Dumbo out there somewhere in Africa.
A flying elephant.
No, an elephant with unusually large ears.
I thought we were just thinking about elephants.
You know what I mean? His name is like Saul,
right.
And he's like 89.
You know it's
like,
out there, but
it just keeps growing. The ears in the trunk and the nose, and it's just bigger.
The new Dumbo has real people in it. It's not just a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be pretty amazing, because I don't think that elephant's getting off the ground.
No, they had, man, I'm telling you, the first seven elephants they auditioned died tragically.
So what you'll listen to here is you'll hear Colin Farrell. He's talking about it. Then the kids mention something, and they say the first name's Danny, which means Danny DeVito, and Michael, as in Michael Keaton.
Okay. Yes, I have been known to.
Yes, and how did you cope with the kids?
That was a swear job.
That was a swear job. Oh, did you make a few bucks on the side?
No, I think the money went to charity, but there was a swear jar that was rather full by the end of the film, and I wasn't the only one to blame. Yeah, I wasn't the only one to blame. Who else had colorful language? Come on, nail someone.
Oh, Danny, Michael.
And they didn't miss a beat.
You know Danny DeVito doesn't care.
Oh, about anything.
Hey, kids, you ever heard the joke about the horny grizzly bear and the porcupine? He's
on that little person already bitter level of I don't care. And then you take the fact that he's famous and can do whatever he wants. He's like, he's the perfect combination of I don't care.
I think he's just insane.
Yeah, I do too.
That too.
Yeah, I don't think anything to do with his height. I think he's just a crazy guy that for all intents and purposes, every story you've ever heard about him, he's been this crazy his whole life.
Always.
Yeah.
Sure. It turns out the most, he's got his big start on the TV show Taxi. And if you were a betting man in the day, if they said, hey, by the way, the guy that plays Jim Ignatowski is the most grounded person on this show, which would be, what's his name? Something Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
Doc from Back to the Future. But also, if you start looking at TV credits on different network TV shows, you cannot believe how many of these shows that he produces.
Oh, really?
He is, okay. Right, from that show, the guy that played that character ends up being probably the smartest, most brilliant guy out of all of them.
Let's see. Bear Grylls. Everybody knows him from all his crazy stuff.
Oh, I thought that's when a bear had gold teeth.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New Bear Grylls.
What do you think of these?
Yeah, I'm going to bite you with style, nice player.
That's going to get me laid tonight.
You know, it's harder to talk in with grills than one would think.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, sure, man.
And if you have some with fangs, you get a little blister from where the fangs hit your bottom lip.
That, you know, vampires, they never bring that up.
A piece of beef in my grills.
I spent 10 minutes at a party once, probably 20, having a serious conversation with somebody. And I was like, maybe I should take these out.
You having a serious conversation with grills?
Yeah, but it was at a Halloween party.
Oh, okay.
So, basically, Netflix had a show called Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. Is that correct?
Is that an option?
Oh, I didn't know.
All right, kids, there's two electives in high school.
B-A-N-D-E-R.
Snatch.
Yeah, Bandersnatch.
Okay.
Listen up, Bandersnatch.
That's insulting.
I know. So Netflix is jumping back into this basically choose-your-own-adventure kind of style programming with its new series called You Versus Wild, and it stars Bear Grylls. It's very simple. He goes on a bunch of adventures, and at various points, he presents you with choices you get to make for him.
All right.
He says, quote, I'm proud to deliver one of the first of its kind live action interaction series, really giving viewers an all access pass to explore the world and its landscape in my boots. The stakes are high in this one.
I've never actually effed myself before, but that seems to be the big request. Let's give it a go.
And then I'm going to eat it to survive.
Right.
I'm going to recycle my food.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Bear Grylls. He's going to eat an animal you would never eat.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drink some urine. Like, I mean, I've only seen a few episodes, but I kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
Also, with Bear Grylls, like, I don't know how you could do it. It would have to be, like, appointment viewing that I don't know if you could do it through Netflix. You might have to do it through cable. But it'd be cool if he was just on a path and it's, like, right or left. And everybody votes real quick, and then boom, he goes right.
This was a guy who was like
attacked by cannibals.
This was a guy who was in like England equivalent of special forces.
Oh yeah,
and fell out of a helicopter, and then a year later decided to
was it Mount Everest or something.
Yeah, like I'm going to rehab to the point where I can go climb Everest, and then he did it.
They told me I'd never walk again, so I climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah, he fell out of a helicopter.
Damn. Okay,
and then he climbed Everest. That's pretty impressive.
Down and fell, I mean, missed the rope.
With all these other people who do things, and you know what I mean, you can judge whether is this a real chef or like
right.
whatever the deal is. Like Bear Grylls is the real deal. Like there's no doubt about his right. skill level and his ability to do these things, which are ridiculous.
And what he's willing to eat.
Yeah,
yeah. Also,
he's incredible. Right. I mean, very
well. And a lot of the chef shows, you know, like those chefs are real chefs.
But Chef shows.
I like some of the shows, you know what I mean? As much as we make fun of Guy Fieri, like that's what we're
saying. Hey, man.
And he's a real chef. But I like some of the shows were just kind
of
like.
Of course
like,
I'm a real. Who else has dumplings with donkey sauce?
Yeah.
Did you see what he did just to play into who he really is?
No.
So he's opening basically the equivalent. What was the place that opened a few years ago? It's kind of spreading a fast food place that just does chicken fingers.
Yeah.
So they do strips and fingers and stuff like that. So this place
is a real place.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it, but it has taken off. So Guy Fieri, it's just not in our area, so I don't
know.
So Guy Fieri's basically doing the same thing, but his thing is they have 20 different dipping sauces.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
playing, the game, man.
He's playing into that role of actually who he is anyway, which is smart. And he's basically just doing
And Guy Fieri treats his employees great and everything else. Like I just had an unfortunate experience where he was not the friendliest.
Sure.
But, you know, also.
Could be you.
He had been traveling around.
Broke my sister's heart, Ted.
For a ton. Yeah.
He did. She was like, I was in love with him. I watched him on television. I thought he was like the greatest. And then I spent a day with him.
It could have just been a bad day, but he does do good things for employees.
Sure, sure.
And I mean, look, Miles and I know somebody that owns, like, he shows up to your restaurant, it's going to help.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm saying, I kind of like some of the shows. I mean, he's a real chef, but there's other shows where it's like, I think Man versus Food. I don't know if that guy was actually a chef at first, or he just had worked in kitchens, and they were like, you could have, you know what, I'm just lobbying for a job where I go around eating food, all right?
Listen, right,
I'm not a real chef.
You don't
chef.
Need to be a chef.
That's right, like, just I'm just going to go and tell people, like, yeah, I like this one.
Do you really think anyone who's a chef goes into restaurants all the time? You know what I mean? Like, if you're a chef, you're probably like, I just want to go home and chill out and relax.
They go to restaurants all the time.
Do they really?
Absolutely.
So they can be critical?
No, believe it or not, man, it's, you know, if you work in the industry and you're a chef and you walk into someone else's restaurant, A, that's a compliment, right? Because you're top of the food chain and you're clearly expressing, hey, I like what you do. You're going to get hooked up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, without question. And the thing about
it's like
chefs,
if we go into a different radio station, they give us tons of bumper stickers and T-shirts.
And they give us a whole show. You know what? You guys should take over. Right?
Here,
but yeah, I mean,
it's fun to have somebody else cook for you, too.
That's part of it. But they get treated really well. And you get, I mean, look, if you're a chef at a different restaurant, like if anyone gets wind of it at some point, if they're not super busy, you're going to check out their kitchen. People trade secrets, you know what I mean? You get the full tour.
Yeah, it's like when I was a bartender.
Exactly.
You always knew to hook up other bartenders because you were going to go to their spots.
It gets
and it
reciprocated.
Would come
to that's 100% it, man.
And I was 19, so I needed to get into their bar.
They didn't even know I was a bartender. It's amazing you can pour drinks but not be able to have one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
in PG County. I don't know if that's even allowed anymore. They might have outlawed it.
Hey, man, there's a lot of kids that don't have an iPhone. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of 13-year-olds rolling cigarettes somewhere right now.
None of them can smoke.
let's see here. Stephen Colbert said his first 6 months of The Late Show were terrible because he was still trying to figure out what he was doing.
I think everybody has those growing pains. Look at Seth Meyers. I mean, he went through the same thing when he tried to figure out what he was doing and what your.
Oh, it depends on your background. The one thing that both of them have said, they said, man, almost everyone else that hosted a late night show was already a stand-up comic, so the idea of doing a monologue was not this bone-chilling idea to them. And Colbert and Seth Meyers both said, man, Seth was a writer. Colbert, he would do stuff with strangers on the street, but he played a role, right? He was always in character. It's like, I just freaked out because I had never just stood on a stage in front of a couple hundred people and then tried to make them laugh.
And for Colbert, it was tough because, remember, his whole other show was just shtick.
It was him being a Republican.
So it was very funny to see. It was very odd, I think, for people to be like, okay, this is just this guy now.
Right.
You know?
Actually, there's a really great article, interview with him, where he kind of explains that whole process and how freaky it was for him.
Let's see. But speaking of Seth Meyers, they're making some beers for dogs, and he had some thoughts on that.
A Texas couple has started a company which creates and sells beer for dogs, featuring names like IPA A Lot in the Yard and Crotch Sniffin' Ale. Plus the less popular, This Tastes Like Shih Tzu.
I don't know that your dog needs a beer.
It doesn't.
I will say, I was in a bar once. I was
all dogs
dog.
Love beer, though.
Of course,
man.
They love beer.
So I took the dog with me, and I knew the bartender, and I ordered shots, and she goes, "Does your dog want a shot?" And I said, I don't know that she give it. She's like, "It's water." Said, yeah, she'll take.
You thought she was going to hand your dog a fireball?
I wasn't sure. Well, I only found out.
Me and the dog
day.
Hanging out, drinking Fireball afternoon.
Right. What did you do?
I dropped my dog off with Ted at Pet Solutions, and
it had a blast. Was it
my
here for a long time?
Was arrested.
It was here for a good time.
It started talking back. The pound? No, my dog was arrested.
Started barking at a cop.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania man tells cops he's been doing meth and masturbating all day.
And it feels great.
Meanwhile, a Florida man known as Mr. Perfect throws a batch of pancake batter at his girlfriend to prove that he is the ideal mate. A moose is facing charges after breaking into Colorado home. California man arrested while drunk on a horse that did roam. And a man gets a late fee for a book he checked out in 1966. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to the UK where a man was arrested after he called police to report a drunk driver. The call happened after a minor collision that occurred. When police arrived on the scene, they made both men take a breathalyzer test. While the man was correct that the other man he got into a wreck with was driving under the influence, the breathalyzer revealed that he, too, was drunk and too drunk to drive.
Jeez, man.
Both men were arrested. The one that hit him, I'm guessing, is the one that was at least double the limit. This other guy was just a few points above, so.
Hey, but above's above.
That's right. You lose, sir. In other news, we're going to stick to the realm of drunk drivers and make our way to Wisconsin. A man was confronted by police after getting into an accident. Police did a background check and found that he had already been arrested 7 times for DUI and had even jumped bail. When he was told that he would be placed under arrest, he reached in into his truck for an open liquor container to take a swig before going off the jet.
It is amazing that you look at different crimes that happen in different places.
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, you always get the man busted for 12 DUI.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Always Wisconsin on that one crime for multiple offenses on DUI.
That's fair.
It never fails.
You do you, Wisconsin.
I mean, like, if anybody else does it somewhere else, you're like, you should move to Wisconsin.
There's not enough people on the road.
Right,
man.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Like, guys, like driving with a beer, like a road beer.
Right?
Like, girl, let me finish this before I go to jail.
Is that where he left it on the center console, too? Just left the door open?
Exactly.
Damn.
That's what I mean.
One more. We go to California where a man was arrested for DUI, but he wasn't even driving. He was arrested after he was seen riding his horse while intoxicated on Route 152. Which, again, I've said it over and over again on this program. Why in the world is it illegal to ride your horse while drunk?
I think that's stupid.
The animal knows where it's going.
I think that's stupid.
Right. And at any moment, the horse could just break free and decide that he doesn't want it.
The only person you can hurt is yourself.
Right.
It's not a motor vehicle. It's a horse.
Right.
You don't go to the DMV to register your horse.
No.
But
so,
if you're drunk, make a bad decision on the horse, I plow into it with my car.
Well, if you're on a road with a horse,
right.
That's a different set of circumstances.
Oh, you're saying if you're not on the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a motor vehicle.
Right.
That's like me, like, I don't know, making laws about Taco Bell. Like, I don't work there. I'm no horse in the race.
Well, man, what if I'm just drunk and walking in the middle of the road? If I get hit by a car, am I still going to be hit with DU?
Right, exactly. I'm drunk, I'm a pedestrian, I get hit, right? Do I? No.
Right, bless you, Ted.
Or what if I'm riding my dog? You know, I got a big Malamute. I'm grabbing onto his neck. He's dragging my ass home. DUI. He's riding his dog drunk. No, it's four-legged animal. Come on.
A man in Pennsylvania was arrested after he allegedly threatened to kill his wife. Police were called to the scene where he stormed out of the home in a fit of rage. He complied with officers that threatened to tase him, and while lying on the ground, he talked about how he had been doing meth and masturbating all day and that it felt great.
It sounds like it would feel great.
I'm going downtime.
It's a busy day.
I'm a math, I'm masturbating.
You didn't want to get in on this?
He's been arrested for making terroristic threats.
Your mom wants to.
Harassment is hard to conduct. Alrighty.
Pennsylvania guy.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Another man was arrested for battery, but this one's a little bit more literal than what you'd think. While his lady was making pancakes for dinner, not a bad decision, by the way, the man got intoxicated and started insulting her. He got heated enough to where he threw the frying pan at her as well as the container of batter, which shattered and coated her hair and clothes with the pancake batter. Police arrived on the scene and arrested him, and you'll never guess where that classy story came from.
Florida.
Why have we started to throw food at one another?
That is a big Florida thing right now.
Right?
A lot of domestics over food. Whether someone takes a piece of chicken or
a taco or a burrito or something like that.
Doesn't deliver the chicken wings.
Who would take a whole burrito?
Yeah.
Hey, damn. You know,
there was the guy that he went out to Taco Bell and he bought his woman a burrito and then he was like shoving it in her face because she didn't want it.
Oh, that's right.
And then he hit
him
with it. It's like, can we just leave the food out of it, man? Food fights were a joke when I was a kid. Now people are actually taking it seriously. Damn. In Alabama, a robber got more than he bargained for when he tried to rob a gas station. The man walked into the station and threatened the cashier at knife point for the money in the register. And instead, he was met with an even bigger knife. A machete, in fact. And the cashier locked the door. The robber eventually smashed through the door to escape and made it to his car, but not before the cashier beat the ever-living out of his car. He was stopped by police and arrested.
You gotta love that story.
I immediately thought of Crocodile Dundee,
you
man.
Can't okay, that's right?
Or the guy before him, that's a knife guy.
Exactly.
Who's the guy before Crocodile Dundee?
Wasn't that Crocodile Dundee?
That was Crocodile Dundee.
No, Paul Hogan.
Yeah, that's Crocodile Dundee. That's a very lesson that guy. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The Word. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.